The crackdown on hate on Lisa Brady. Fox News.
It spreads fear and is without borders. We must respond accordingly.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas visiting New York as the state expands efforts to combat anti-Semitism after a string of recent threats and attacks. Mayorkas highlighting an increase in grant funding nationwide and help with security assessments and training. New York's governor announcing a new hate and bias prevention unit embedded in the state human rights department. The U.S. Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm also on the road to award a more than $2 billion federal loan to help finance three lithium-ion battery plants in three states.
In Michigan, it will mean 2,000 construction jobs and 1,700 permanent operations jobs in Lansing.
That loan going to Ultium Cells, a joint venture between GM and South Korean battery company LG Energy Solution, part of the government's effort to address the growing need for batteries in electric vehicles. The U.S. Supreme Court declines to get involved in a Title IX dispute at a Big Ten university.
Female student athletes sued Michigan State University after the school ended its swimming and diving teams. Members of the women's team argued the decision violates Title IX sex discrimination protections. A lower court decision did not reinstate the program, but ordered the university to develop a Title IX compliance plan. Supreme Court justices have rejected an appeal without comment. Michigan State cited the high cost of swimming and diving facilities for its decision, but has since announced school officials are discussing possibly reinstating the program.
Fox's Jared Halpern in Washington. A suspected bomb maker due in federal court in D.C. this afternoon, the first person to face charges on U.S. soil for the downing of Pan Am Flight 103, killing 270 people, mostly Americans, over Scotland in 1988. America is listening to Fox News.
Precise, personal, powerful. It's America's weather team in the palm of your hands. Get Fox weather updates throughout your busy day, every day. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
The search is on in Milwaukee for a man who gunned down a postal carrier.
Home surveillance video shows 44-year-old Andre Cross doing what he did for over 18 years, delivering mail on Friday in Milwaukee. When a silver Audi SUV pulls up, a man walks out and off camera, killing the postal carrier, whose family is now calling for justice.
He can't watch his children open their presents for Christmas. That's extremely hard. And it's earth-shattering.
We do not deserve this. Whoever done this, justice will take care of itself.
Milwaukee police still searching for that silver Audi SUV. No word on a possible motive. The FBI and U.S. Postal Inspection Service also assisting with this case.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. Russia's war in Ukraine expected to spur another wave of refugees this winter. The head of Norway's Refugee Council says they anticipate perhaps hundreds of thousands leaving Ukraine because of unlivable conditions, calling the bombing of civilian infrastructure horrific and unlawful. The U.S. announcing another $275 million in military assistance for Ukraine last week. Scavenging turns hazardous for bald eagles at a dump in Minnesota.
Three eagles are dead and 10 others are sick after feeding on euthanized animals at the Pine Bend landfill in Inver Grove. Officials at the Minnesota Raptor Center say the birds were poisoned by the chemicals used to kill the animals, which were improperly disposed of at the dump. Two eagles were found dead near the landfill earlier this month. One died at the Raptor Center. The 10 sick eagles are now in intensive care, but officials are optimistic they will recover. State and federal wildlife agencies are investigating. The bald eagle has been America's national symbol since 1789. Anna Wells, Fox News.
A rally to start the week on Wall Street ahead of the Fed meeting. Right now, the Dow's up 303 points. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.